It's the coach home. It's John Gibbons hosting this week, and it's an FA Cup special. And where else to start but the story of the weekend? Absolutely unreal scenes from St James's Park. Cambridge United going through away from home, arguably their best FA Cup result of all time. I'm going to ask Tom Walker about that from Under the Abbey Stand podcast. And Tom, unreal results. You must have had a brilliant day.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on. Yeah, I think start to finish, it was an incredible day out. Just kind of every single aspect of it, I think, really. Newcastle is, you know, well known for, I think, being a good day out.
Yeah.
And it's not often that, you know, we take as many fans to an away game as that. So that's obviously the first thing. You know, you've got the whole town. Every other person you saw seemed to be wearing a Cambridge shirt or a scarf or something like that. And it's, you know, because it's such a big game, it's faces that you've not seen for, you know, many years. You know, all the mates that you go with anyway and all that sort of stuff. And then you see the Newcastle team sheet come out, and I, you know, with respect, obviously not doing well this season, but for us, that's clearly Saint-Maximin, Trippier, guys like that. They're notable players, we're excited to go and watch. And you get in the ground, then 52,000. We don't see that in League One. it's it's almost surreal. And then, you know, the game sort of got started, and obviously, as you expect, Newcastle were on top, and they had chances and disallowed goal in the first half, and just before half time, you know, sort of started growing into the game a little bit. Had a decent shout for a penalty given, and sort of waved away. And then in the second half, it was like, this is really on. And then obviously you get the goal, and then it's just about clinging on for dear life. But yeah, I think the celebrations for the goal and the VAR check going our way, thankfully, checked for offside. And then obviously for the final whistle, yeah, it's something that will live with us all, I think, for many years.